AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the Justice Department today, lawyers for former President Donald Trump met with department officials. A decision is drawing near on whether to bring charges over the handling of classified documents at Trump's Florida estate. Three Trump attorneys left the Justice Department building in Washington this morning after more than an hour inside. The FAA says four people, one crew member and three passengers, died on an unresponsive plane that flew over Washington, D.C. and crashed later hundreds of miles away in Virginia. Fighter jets scrambled before the plane crashed. Officials say left behind was highly fragmented wreckage in a mountainous area that will take days to gather and sort. In Davenport, Iowa, at the site of a collapsed six-story apartment building.
Three victims have been recovered from the scene over the past 48 hours.
Police Chief Jeff Bladel says they don't think anyone else is unaccounted for. Rick Halloran is director of the task force at the scene.
They are still working. Things are dynamic and they still could be changing. But the hopes is that we will be entering a new chapter, a new phase in the process of working through the aftermath of the collapse.
Unresolved questions include why neither the owner nor city officials warned residents about potential danger. A structural engineer's report issued days before the collapse indicated a wall of the century-old building was at imminent risk of crumbling. General Motors plans to invest more than $1 billion in two Flint, Michigan manufacturing plants for the production of the next-generation internal combustion engine heavy-duty trucks. Gretchen Whitmer is Michigan's governor.
I'm excited. These are good-paying jobs. This is about securing, this sector of our economy and growing it, and so I'm thrilled. It's a great day for Michigan.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed paperwork declaring his campaign for president. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says he will not run for president next year. This is AP News. The Supreme Court will hear a case from a memorable phrase from the 2016 presidential campaign. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A California man wants to trademark the suggestive phrase, Trump too small, a reference to then GOP presidential rival Marco Rubio mocking Donald Trump for having small hands after Trump called him Little Marco. The government said the man could use the phrase but not trademark it because Trump had not consented. A federal appeals panel said refusing trademark registration violated free speech rights. The Supreme Court will now take up the case, a rare one in which the Biden administration is supporting Trump in urging the justices to deny the trademark. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Buckingham Palace says Britain's Princess Eugenie has given birth to a baby boy, her second child. Eugenie is the niece of King Charles. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.